You see, we come from a nation that has a history of violence. Every time we come to an election circle, we have pockets of violence and lives sometimes are lost, properties are damaged. And this circle, come December 2020, we are beginning to see signs of violence again. It is based on all of these backgrounds that my foundation decided, let's start something that would target particularly the young people. And this campaign is going to be led by 660 of these young people. The theme of the campaign is Don't Touch My Peace. And we decided to personalize it because we know that peace is very important to the life and livelihood of every individual in Liberia.
Ms. Bowie, you are in Ghana right now. And so how would you implement this campaign?
Being in Ghana doesn't limit me. Yesterday, we launched a campaign with young people from Montserrado, Margibi, and Bourne counties on the virtual platform. Next week or this week, young people will be in different areas from churches to mosques. Just give me 1 minute statements to adults to say that, please don't touch my peace. Peace is very important. But also within the communities, they will be sitting with their peers and having conversations about not getting involved in violence during the elections process.
When I first read the article, it says that you want to utilize youth peace ambassadors. How would this work? Will you pay them or will they work on voluntary basis?
Mr. Boate, how different will I be from the tailors who paid young people $20 to fight to the politicians who are paying young people $20 to buy their vote? How different would I be if I am one of those individuals reinforcing the culture of the infamous $20? I believe that it's time for us in our country to move away from paying for things that would benefit the society. You can't buy peace. You can work for peace. And by working for peace, you ensure that you have a future. Of course, when young people are in the field working, there is a need for them to have water to drink, transportation to go to where they need to go to. And that's not buying peace. Having lunch together to eat in communities to share the peace or to talk about peace. Those are the kinds of things. But to pay people to work for peace is basically saying to our children, we have no confidence in your ability to do any good in the future, so we have to keep paying you. I have so much belief in the young people of our nation.
Liberia will vote in midterm elections this December. What is your message to the ruling party and opposition and their supporters?
The message is, please don't touch the peace of the Liberian people. We know that these are highly contested elections, but the whole burden of sustaining the peace of Liberia rests squarely on the shoulder of the ruling party because they are the government of the day. For the opposition, we've also seen that they are not angels because the primaries in Nima points to, they too have tendency to go to wars or to do some fist fight and go into violence. We're urging them to conduct themselves peacefully.
Ms. Bowie, thank you very much again. We're so grateful to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Boate, and please be safe.